waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome. It's Tuesday, May the 8th, 2018. Had some amazing revelations break yesterday about the man who has taken it upon himself to be the biggest opponent of President Trump, and that is Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. And we're going to talk about the allegations, and it only took him 3 hours to resign. As Donald Trump Jr. said, I thought he would drag this out for 6 or 7 hours. He resigned very quickly, and it is kind of interesting to go back and look at the history of Eric Schneiderman. He and Donald Trump go back a long time. Eric Schneiderman was grooming himself to become governor. He had a lot of show trials that he would participate in. Had a lot in common, actually, with Mueller, and has actually worked with Mueller, and has tried to ensnare people in New York, people like Michael Cohen, so that they could be under his control, trying to set himself at the center. Maybe he had aspirations that were higher than the New York governorship. But that has now all come crashing down in an amazing display of hypocrisy. We're going to take a look at his legislative record, at his advocacy record, and at his real record that his, that four women have come forward so far and talked about. They reveal this in a New Yorker magazine article. Ronan Farrow, Mia Farrow's son, is the one who broke this story again, there as he was with the Harvey Weinstein information. So we're going to take a look at that. But we're also going to take a look at the Iran deal. Let's break a deal is what I think is going to happen today, this afternoon. President Trump said he is going to announce his decision on whether or not to remain in Obama's deal. And he's going to make that decision this afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. So we're going to take a look at what this deal is. Where did this deal come from? You know, interestingly enough, this deal is very similar to the Paris Climate Accord. And at the time that it came out, you had a lot of people, including people on the left, people at Washington Post and at Slate, left-leaning organizations that supported President Obama were very concerned about the increasing use of executive orders to take the place of government or constitutionally ratified treaties. Just like the Paris Climate Accord, where Obama said, I'm going to ratify that myself because I can't get the Congress to sign on to that. There was far more opposition, if you remember. I know it was 2015, and I know that that's 3 years ago. And I also know that anything that happened 3 days ago is now considered to be ancient history because our news cycle moves so quickly. But we're going to go back, and we're going to take a look at what happened with the Iranian Accord. How did we get that? What is the legal basis for it? A lot of people are very concerned about the way these things have happened. And how does it apply to the DACA decision? See, the DACA decision, the Paris Climate Accord, the Iranian deal are all three Obama executive orders, if you will. Yeah, I know the DACA decision was a memo by the Homeland Security Secretary. But these are things that were not legally changed. And so we're also going to take a look at the consequences of what will happen if President Trump gets out of the Iranian deal. We're also going to take a look at Iran's presence. What is happening with Lebanon? There was just an election in Lebanon yesterday. The Iranian-backed group won there. They have a great deal of influence in Iran. It looks like their party there, Fatah, which means conquest, looks like they're going to win elections in Iraq. They are moving quite aptly in political circles in the Middle East. What is it going to mean for oil? We're going to take a look at that. And we're also going to take a look at a high-ranking Democrat official showing up in a T-shirt saying, I don't believe in borders. Yeah, we know that. We know that. Thanks for admitting that. It's kind of like the revelation that we got from Eric Schneiderman. Actually, President Trump was tweeting about him for a long time. But it's interesting because Mexico actually believes in borders. They are using their military to step up security on the border. But we can't do that. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry has been having secret meetings with foreign officials to keep the U.S. in the Iran nuclear deal, and President Trump is not having it. Kerry was one of the key architects of the Iran deal, which was signed in 2015. And the Boston Globe reported last week that he'd been quietly meeting with Iranian and EU officials in recent months to strategize how to save his legacy. Trump tweeted, "The United States does not need John Kerry's possibly illegal shadow diplomacy on the very badly negotiated Iran deal. He was the one that created this mess in the first place." President Trump has repeatedly criticized the Iran deal, calling it one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the U.S. has ever entered into. Back in February of 2017, President Trump tweeted, "Iran was on its last legs and ready to collapse until the U.S. came along and gave it a lifeline in the form of the Iran deal, $150 billion. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, May the 8th, 2018. We're going to take a look at the Iran deal because President Trump is taking a look at it. He's going to make an announcement this afternoon. Most people expect him to get out. You have France, the United Kingdom, Germany, pressing him to stay in. You have John Kerry. It's kind of interesting, I think. We had yesterday afternoon, several news outlets came to the same conclusion I did yesterday morning, that John Kerry violated the Logan Act. There's no clearer parallel to the Logan Act of 1798. I know nobody has ever been charged with violating the Logan Act, but we're going to tell you again why John Kerry violated that act. And we know that no matter how obvious the violation, just like Hillary Clinton, no matter how obvious a violation, no matter how serious a violation, if Hillary Clinton is going to get away with national security violations and not be charged with anything, of course, John Kerry is not going to be charged with the Logan Act. But I think in the broader picture, and I think this is something that others have not talked about, what this has become is a pattern of behavior where all of these former officials of the Obama administration do not recognize President Trump, not my president, they say. And so they continue to act as if he were not president. And I'm talking about things like the DACA agreement. The fact that just like this Iranian agreement, just like the Paris Climate Accord, as I said at the top of the hour, these are all things that Obama just enacted. He didn't go through any change in the law. He didn't get any treaties ratified by the Senate. He just said, this is what I'm doing. And then when President Trump comes in and says, no, you're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to ignore immigration laws. We're not going to ignore the border. You have federal judges, Democrats, say, oh, we can't let you do that. We're going to keep what President Obama did without passing a law, without running through a treaty. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens with this. We'll put this into some political perspective. We'll talk about the Sunnis, the Shias, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Iranian influence in Lebanon that just increased yesterday in election, and as they're moving towards winning an election in Iraq. And we'll also talk about the economic issues, things that Saudi Arabia is interested in, and that is trying to increase the price of oil. Is it going to increase the price of oil? Barclays said, well, they don't think so in the long run. We will see whether that happens or not. There was a massive run-up in the price of oil, and as they say, you buy on expectation, you sell on the news, and so on the news that President Trump is going to be making the announcement today, things quickly reverse. But we'll see what happens with that. In other economic news, April was the best month in history for the U.S. budget, according to the Congressional Budget Office's figures. The government collected $515 billion and spent $297 billion for a total monthly surplus of $218 billion. Now, that's really good news. I mean, this is a surplus, folks. And it also tells us that tax cuts equal higher revenue. We've always said that. The only question is, will the government find a way to outspend the increasing revenue? And historically, they always have. I don't expect this to last. Hopefully it will, but I don't expect it to last. But it was absolutely not any question. Remember all last year as they were talking about having a tax cut, We kept hearing from the Democrats, cutting taxes, cutting regulations does not increase revenue to the government, because that's the only thing they care about. They don't really care about your revenue and whether or not you're going to have more money to spend on your family budget. As Bernie Sanders said, when the tax cut got passed, he said, they've robbed the Treasury. That was my money. That was my pile of stuff. And you took it. I was going to use that for political power, and you guys took that away. No, it's not their money. They think of it as their money. They think of you as their slave. But the reality is that just the expectation of tax cuts and regulation cuts after President Trump was elected was pushing the economy forward way a year, more than a year, before the actual tax cuts were passed. And so, yeah, it's not surprising to see their revenue shoot up even faster than they can shoot up their spending. But don't worry, they're working on increasing the spending. And when we look at all of this, and we go back to the Reagan administration, and we had an economist try to explain this to the Democrats, what should be intuitively obvious, the fact that you can, and it was the Laffer curve, it's kind of a bell-shaped curve, said you can increase tax revenue, increase tax rates, and tax revenue will increase up to a certain point. And then at that point, it's going to level off. And then if you keep increasing it beyond that, you're going to get decreasing revenue. And so they said, we need to get to the point where we have maximized revenue out of our tax slaves. That's what it looked like to me. It's like, how hard can we beat the peasants before they fall over and die? That was essentially the way I always viewed the Laffer curve. It was also trying to explain to the Democrats that tax cuts were good for their budget, since they don't care about your budget. But as we look at this, it was an article that was on the Drudge Report today. The average American worker works more than a medieval peasant. How about that? They have figured out scientifically how to ride us so that we don't die in the saddle. And they said in the casual laborer in the United Kingdom in the 14th century worked 1,440 hours. An adult male peasant in the UK in the 13th century had worked 1,600 hours. Then you go to the average U.S. worker in 2015, 1,811 hours. And it's kind of interesting that where it peaked was English workers in the Middle Ages, 2,309 hours. So they actually had a little bit harder than we do, but we're working harder than peasants. 1,811 hours is what the average American employee now works. We have far less vacation than those in Europe and so forth. They take, Americans are lucky if they get 2 weeks of vacation. People in Europe are taking 4, 5, 6 weeks of vacation, especially in France. France, they love their vacations. speaking of vacations, we've got a lot of boomers retiring. We have a record number of people who are not in the workforce. 95 million people are not in the workforce. And Social Security beneficiaries have topped 62 million for the first time. Social Security, I will remind you, has always been a Ponzi scheme and a lie. It was created by Otto von Bismarck in Germany, the same guy who said you don't want to see laws being made for the same reason that you don't want to see sausage being made. And one of the things that they put in their Social Security legislation was a retirement age of 65. They chose that age because that was the life expectancy of people in Germany at that time. They didn't plan for anybody to get any of this. It was simply a dodge. It was a lie. And we'll talk about some of that type of stuff when we talk about Snyderman coming up in the next segment. But it's always been that way. And as we started to see birth rates decline dramatically in our generation, in the U.S. and Western Europe, and we were told, well, it's just because people are more prosperous, women want careers, they've decided that they're going to delay childbearing, it's all sociological. No, it turns out it's highly physiological as well. We have seen documented spermageddon rapidly crashing sperm rates, so that there's a physical thing that's going on here, not just a sociological aspect. And as they knew about this, they were telling us in 2000, the United Nations was saying, we're going to have to bring in massive numbers of people from third world countries so we can meet these Social Security obligations. People are going to be very upset if this Ponzi scheme collapses. There's not any money set aside for you in a Social Security retirement account. There isn't. You don't have one. It is just like Bernie Madoff. They have to pay their obligation to you by bringing more people into the system, and they think that's going to work when they bring people in from foreign countries. Guess what? They're not interested in paying for your retirement. Not at all. They're coming here for free stuff themselves. So this whole thing is starting to collapse. And then if you add to this population time bomb, the automation, the artificial intelligence that is going to be massively disruptive to industry across all industries from the top to the bottom, then you have a precarious situation. That's why the Bilderbergers talk about the precariat. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Spider-Man. Catches Trump just like flies. Look out. Here goes the Schneiderman. Yeah, he's out of there, folks. A little bit of Schadenfreude right now. We're going to talk about serious stuff coming up about Iran. The fact that President Trump is probably going to get out of that deal today. We're going to talk about how we got into that deal. What are the legal and constitutional issues? What are the geopolitical issues? What are the war and peace issues, the economic issues? This is a big deal now that Obama has put us into that. But let's have a little bit of fun with the fall of one of the biggest hypocrites you're going to find in the Democrat Party. And it is a target-rich environment. We keep seeing these big Democrats and big Democrat donors like Harvey Weinstein, people like the Clintons, now people like Eric Schneiderman, Schneiderman, doing whatever a spider can. Yeah, he's been weaving this web of intrigue. And this guy, you know, as they say, what a tangled web we weave when at first we practice to deceive. Schneiderman. Four women accused the New York Attorney General of physical abuse. This is out of New Yorker. And they said 3 hours after publication of this story, a very, very long expose. It's about 17 pages here of accusations, very deeply researched. Two of the women went on record, gave their names, prominent women. Two others wanted to remain anonymous, at least for now. 3 hours after the publication of this story, Eric Schneiderman resigned from his position. His secret identity, folks, has now been revealed. And he is your unfriendly neighborhood Schneiderman. He's very unfriendly. As a matter of fact, he tried to present himself as friendly to Democrat causes, as friendly to women. He actually, and we're going to tell you some of the stuff, choking women is what they're saying, choking and beating women. And yet, when he was a legislator, as he's moving his way up the Democrat political hierarchy, he pretends to be this big champion of women, not only with the Me Too issues, but prior to that, before he was attorney general, before all the Harvey Weinstein stuff, he had introduced legislation to criminalize in many different ways the physical abuse of women, especially choking women. Very interesting, because that seems to be part of his MO, according to these four women. So he takes the stuff that he does and he projects it out there and says, look, I'm going to save you from monsters like himself. This is what these guys do. And I'm telling you what, in the big scheme of things, when we look at this whole Russian collusion stuff, you're going to find that it was, and we already know, we've been saying this for over a year, this is projection from the Democrat Party. This is what the people with Hillary Clinton and in her inner circle have been doing for quite some time, trying to project this on President Trump. And they haven't been able to show that President Trump did anything in over a year of investigation, probably a year and a half at least. If we go back and look at how long this thing's been running, and we've been saying from the very beginning, this was projection. And it is. And this is what he was doing in his life. His prominence as a voice against sexual misconduct has risen in the Me Too. Hashtag Me Too, his hypocrisy. These women accuse Schneiderman of having subjected them to non-consensual physical violence. All have been reluctant to speak out in the past, they said, because they feared reprisal. Feared reprisal because he threatened them, as you'll hear. Two of the women, and they went on, like Michelle Manning Barish and Tanya Salvartnam, I guess is how you pronounce her last name, have talked to the New Yorker on record because they feel that doing so could protect other women. They allege that he repeatedly hit them, often drinking, frequently in bed, and never with their consent, categorize the abuse that he inflicted on them as assault. Both say they eventually sought medical attention after having been slapped hard across the ear and the face and also choked. And then one of the reasons they didn't go to people because of this, as reported by the New Yorker article, Schneiderman warned her, says one of the women, that she could have, that he could have her followed and have her phone tapped. Oh, we know he could have her phone tapped. You don't even need a search warrant for that, do you, anymore? Not in our America that's run by Democrats and Republicans. Both say that he threatened to kill them if they broke up with him. Now, he denies all these allegations, but he resigned. A third former romantic partner of Schneiderman, who wanted to remain anonymous, said that he repeatedly subjected her to non-consensual physical violence. Also, all of them have the same MO, folks. It's just like we saw with Harvey Weinstein, just like we saw with Bill Cosby, all these women who come forward independently of each other all say that these guys did the same thing. She said she was too frightened to come forward. A fourth woman, an attorney who has held prominent positions in the New York legal community, says that Schneiderman made an advance toward her, and when she rebuffed him, he slapped her across the face with such force that it left a mark that lingered until the next day. She recalls screaming in surprise and pain, beginning to cry, says she felt frightened. She has asked to remain unidentified, but she showed a photograph of her injury to the reporters at the New Yorker. And then, of course, there's his hypocrisy in coming after people who were like Harvey Weinstein, putting himself out as a feminist activist. He also was one of the champions of choice by the abortionists because he was always there for reproductive health. I'm sure he was very much into that. Yeah, probably got very excited thinking about little kids, little girls being aborted. That's the way these people roll, folks. I'm telling you, this is the dark heart of the Democrat Party that is being exposed one after the other. And why would it be so surprising that somebody who is a champion of murdering innocent babies would act like this towards women? See, the abortion industry is the ultimate abuse of women. Half of the kids that are killed, of course, are women. But I'm talking about the women who are having the abortion. It is abuse of those women. It is violence against those women. As one of them said, in the privacy of intimate relationships, I have engaged in role-playing and other, I'm sorry, he said this. He pushed back against this, and he said, in the privacy of intimate relations, I have engaged in role-playing and in other consensual sexual activity. So can he swing with his threads? Take a look at what they said. Mr. Schneiderman has been a vocal supporter of the Me Too movement against sexual harassment and a fierce opponent of President Trump. They have a very long history. We're going to take a look at this. He is also one of the ladies that he abused. Talked about his hypocrisy in terms of gun control. One of the four women that accused him of physical assault, and this is one of the women who went on record, Manning Barish, a former girlfriend of his, said that when she wanted to participate in a gun control rally with several political activists and Sandy Hook Elementary School parents, he scoffed at the idea. He called the protesters losers. He said, go ahead if it makes you feel better to do your little political thing. She said he also insulted her when she was working on her computer, saying, oh, look, a little Mimi, so cute, she's working. And he told her that because she had childcare, she wasn't really a single mother. His marginalization of gun control activists, writes the Daily Caller, is contrary to a recent tweet where he took a jab at the NRA, and he said the anti-gun March for Our Lives protest could not be easily ignored. Well, his record is not going to be easily ignored. When we come back, we're going to go back and review a little bit of the history of this guy who, in the first year of the Trump administration, actually less than a year, sued the Trump administration over 100 times. He took pride in being the major obstacle to everything that President Trump wanted to do. And, of course, their history goes back even further than that. We'll be right back.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Yeah, we're going to continue to take a look at your unfriendly neighborhood Schneider man. He has now, his secret identity has now been revealed, and his hypocrisy has now been revealed. And we have seen his national ambitions. Certainly, it was no question that he had big ambitions in New York, but he had national ambitions. And he has always positioned himself and has always tried to elevate himself by standing on Trump, not on Trump's shoulders, but by standing on Trump and attacking him. And this goes back many years. And we'll talk about how he has tried to elevate himself by taking down Donald Trump way before he started running for office, as a matter of fact, in show trials. But let's talk about the hypocrisy of this man who has been accused by four women of physically assaulting them, sexually assaulting them, choking them. And we're going to give you a little bit of this guy's history. You know, one of the things that he had to say, this is an article from Zero Hedge. They pulled up this quote from Eric Schneiderman, the now disgraced and resigned attorney general of New York that sued President Trump's administration over 100 times in less than the first year to block everything that President Trump did to elevate himself nationally. One of the things that Eric Schneiderman said was, Trump is the kind of person who goes to the Super Bowl and thinks that the people in the huddle are talking about him. And as Zero Hedge points out, no, Eric, they're talking about you. And here's what they are saying. As one of the women said, he would be shaking me and grabbing my face. He said, if you ever leave me, I'll kill you. course, he presented himself as the leader of the Me Too movement. He was going to be the righteous avenger of all those that were abused by Harvey Weinstein. And now, as Zero Hedge points out, he himself stands accused by four women of choking, hitting, threatening them during brutal alcohol-fueled sexual assaults. All four accused the New York Attorney General, the former New York Attorney General now, of heinous and abusive sexual assaults, along with threats, mental abuse, and stealing prescription medication. One of the ladies who went on record said his hypocrisy is epic. He has fooled so many people. And actually, one of them said, when she told other people what he had done to her, they said, don't say anything. He does so many things for the cause, for the Democrat causes. Yeah, he's there for abortion. He's there for gun control. And he's there to help protect abused women. So don't tell anybody that he's abusing you. She said that made her disgusted. And she should be. She should be disgusted with that. Schneiderman, she said, would pressure her to drink to excess with him, often getting plastered with two bottles of wine in a night. She said he would almost always drink two bottles of wine in a night, then bring in a bottle of scotch. He would absolutely get plastered five nights out of seven. He literally fell on his face in my kitchen straight down like a tree falling. Schneiderman also allegedly took prescription tranquilizers, says one of the women, Manning Barish, often asking her to refill her own Xanax prescription so that he could steal half of them for himself. As they say, ironically, actually no, it's hypocritically, after his election to the New York State Senate, and this is key, folks, listen to this. In 1998, he was in the New York State Senate. He served there for 12 years. Schneiderman wrote several laws. What did he do while he was there? He wrote laws to protect women against people like him. He said these are laws, including one that created specific penalties for strangulation. He did that one as recently as 2010. He also chaired a committee that investigated domestic violence charges against former state senator Hiram Monserrate, Democrat, who was kicked out of office after being convicted for assaulting his girlfriend. Schneiderman's bill made life-threatening strangulation a grave crime. Oh, he took strangulation seriously. And he knew exactly what it was like because he did it to these women, they allege. He criminalized less serious cases that involved, quote, an intent to impede breathing, still made it a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in prison. And then he said this, I'm just so sorry it took us so long in New York State to do this. I think this will save a lot of lives. His accusers should quote him on that. His accusers should say, we're so sorry it took so long for this to come out. You know, he was threatening our lives and violent with us. We're so sorry it took so long to come out with this, but we think it may save some women's lives to expose the hypocrisy of Eric Schneiderman. One of the women said, it wasn't consensual. This wasn't sexual play acting. This was abusive, demeaning, threatening behavior. He'd tell me to call him master. He started calling me his brown slave and demanding that I repeat that I was his property. Here we go. Democrats who love slavery. He also spat at her, choked her. He was cutting off my ability to breathe. She said we could rarely have sex without him beating me. In her view, Schneiderman is a misogynist and a sexual sadist. Well, I would say that's a pretty safe assumption. And we point out, one of the things that he did for several years as he was attorney general, his office had a Know Your Rights brochure for victims of domestic violence. Know Your Rights brochure. So he puts out stuff about, you know, special laws enacted as a state senator to stop strangulation of women. As attorney general, he puts out Know Your Rights if you are being abused by somebody, physically abused in a relationship. And yet, what does he do? He does all of this stuff and then threatens them with tapping their phone, threatens to kill them. You think they thought that was a credible threat? Well, you better believe that was a credible threat if it's somebody like him. A lot of power there. And he said this, we must recognize that our work keeping New Yorkers safe from domestic violence is far from over. That's right. We got to get him out of office. Other people like him. When he went after Harvey Weinstein, he said, we have never seen anything as despicable as what we've seen right here. Well, now we have, Mr. Schneiderman. We've seen your secret identity, your secret life. And he was trying to raise his profile nationally by attacking President Trump. His biography says, since November of 2016, as soon as Trump was elected, Eric has led the fight to protect New Yorkers from the most harmful policies of the Trump administration. As I said, he's sued to block any legal action that the Trump administration took and successfully done so with an activist judiciary. He has done that more than 100 times. But now he may have some legal problems of his own. The Manhattan DA is now investigating Eric Schneiderman himself. If these allegations are true, he will be hoisted by his own petard, or leotard in that case. I don't know if he was wearing leotards or a cape. But anyway, our office has opened an investigation of the recently reported allegations concerning Mr. Schneiderman. Maybe he violated some of those laws that he himself passed. And as many say, they all knew that he was angling for a governorship there. Now, one of the ways that he did this was to attack President Trump for a very long time. He tried to leverage his power, as reported, by using his position in law enforcement to get convictions of high-profile people. Oh, kind of sounds like the Mueller investigation or some of these other things, but he was doing this to President Trump before President Trump was into politics. So if Donald Trump is well-known in New York, he's going to go after him and try to find something on him so he can make a name for himself and climb the political ladder, climbing over the back of President Trump, doing show trials, just like his phony support of women, his phony support of gun control, and other things. And so President Trump had some things to say about him 5 years ago. In 2013, he said, there has been a systematic targeting of the Tea Party by the Obama administration. Now Schneiderman is going after me, and it's no coincidence. He also said back in 2014, it's Thursday. Which brand of eyeliner is the nation's worst Attorney General Schneiderman wearing today? And then you have Schneiderman himself. When we come back, we're going to talk about DACA, because that ties in, folks, to this Iran deal. The Iran deal is not a treaty. You know, they barely escaped 2/3 of the Senate overthrowing Obama's Iran deal. They had 34 senators that voted to sustain what Obama was doing, voted to stop what the Senate was going to do in terms of overthrowing that deal. So they could not override his veto. They needed 2/3, and they fell one vote short of 2/3. 2/3 of the American public didn't like the Iran deal. But just like DACA, it was merely an executive order that can be easily overturned by President Trump. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry has been having secret meetings with foreign officials to keep the U.S. in the Iran nuclear deal, and President Trump is not having it. Kerry was one of the key architects of the Iran deal, which was signed in 2015, and the Boston Globe reported last week that he'd been quietly meeting with Iranian and EU officials in recent months to strategize how to save his legacy. Trump tweeted, "The United States does not need John Kerry's possibly illegal shadow diplomacy on the very badly negotiated Iran deal. He was the one that created this mess in the first place." President Trump has repeatedly criticized the Iran deal, calling it one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the U.S. has ever entered into. Back in February of 2017, President Trump tweeted, "Iran was on its last legs and ready to collapse until the U.S. came along and gave it a lifeline in the form of the Iran deal, $150 billion. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and before we go back into take a look at Schneiderman, doing everything he can to stop DACA from being repealed. This program, just like it's the Iran deal, all these things that were never passed as laws that violate our Constitution, that violate our laws and borders and so forth. He was there to stand in the gap to stop President Trump, along with some activist judges, to stop President Trump from doing anything with DACA. But again, President Trump has the power. He should use the power. He should not be intimidated by these activist judges. He should go full Andrew Jackson on them and point out that there is a division of power and that there was no law that was ever passed called the Dream Act. That never got passed. There was no law or even an executive order. Quite frankly, it was a DHS secretary memo that started DACA saying we're not going to enforce the law or the borders. Before we get back to that, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we have some new specials. We added just a couple of days ago DNA Force Plus, now 50% off. And, of course, a very effective way to protect your health is to protect your DNA. And there's been a lot of studies that have come out, just as I said yesterday, a lot of studies talking about the importance of gut health. And we have a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com to help you with your gut health. It affects not only your mood, but it also deeply affects your mental capacities as well as your long-term health, but also your DNA health, protecting the end caps that seal off your DNA. Because once those end caps disappear, and that's why for a long time you've had people be able to project the natural lifespan of somebody by looking at the length of the end caps, the telomeres, on their DNA strand. Once that disappears and the DNA starts to unravel, strange things start to happen. You start to get increased risk of cancer and many other diseases. So you can do things to protect your DNA health. They've identified just recently some substances, I think they were enzymes, that would accelerate and eat up the telomeres that were there. So you can do something proactively to help your DNA health as well as your gut health. DNA Force Plus is now 50% off. We've also added a new sale today, on our Super Blue fluoride-free products, all 50% off. They don't have fluoride, but they do have iodine, the good halogen, and they have nano silver, which helps to fight bacteria that creates gum disease, that leads to tooth loss, that leads to heart disease. Great products. I think if you try Super Blue toothpaste and these other products, we have a toothpaste and a couple of different flavors. We have mouthwash. We have an immune gargle. You try those, you're going to love them. And you can now try them at 50% off. Or if you've already gotten them in the past, now's a good time to stock up on them. Finally, we have a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. If you get that 3-month supply, you can store it for 25 years. It's made in America, non-GMO. If you get that 3-month supply, you can get one of the large Gravity Feed Alexa Pure Pro filters. That's about a $200 value for free when you buy that 3-month supply of select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so we had a tweet going back to February 2018. Schneiderman was very happy about the fact that he got a Brooklyn judge to issue an injunction, a preliminary injunction, to block President Trump from rolling back DACA. Now, he had this to say, and he knows better because he's an attorney general, to say that President Trump rolling back DACA was illegal. There was no law. It was merely the pronouncement of a Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano under Obama. So there was no law. There's nothing illegal. If she can say that she's not going to enforce the law, then President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary can say, well, we are going to enforce the law. No laws change. I don't understand why Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department are even arguing this in court. There is no law that changed. And so he says, we're going to work to keep dreamers safe. Here's a video clip of him bragging about how he's going to keep them safe. And of course, what they need to be safe from are people like Eric Schneiderman. But here he is talking about DACA.
Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, and we just got word that the Federal District Court in Brooklyn has issued an injunction rejecting President Trump's unlawful effort to shut down the DACA program.
This Listen is to that voice.
Federal court that is held.
Imagine if you were a girlfriend and he threatened you with that voice.
The Dreamers and shut down this wonderfully successful program are unlawful. A big victory for our side. I want to speak to the 42,000 Dreamers in New York and the hundreds of thousands of others across the country, no matter what happens in Washington.
All right, that's enough. Pandering, hypocritical politician, a very dangerous man. And as you look at him, listen to him, just think about that. If you're one of his girlfriends that he had choked and beaten, and how if he threatened to kill you, to have your phone tapped and so forth, that would have a lot of weight, I think. He's a longtime antagonist of President Trump, reports CNBC. Shortly after the president won election, he was the one who spearheaded this Trump University lawsuit. And he got President Trump, who said, look, I've got to govern here as president, so here's $25 million as a settlement, just go away. And again, this was nothing compared to the fraudulent university system that the Clintons ran in multiple countries in order to milk foreign investments into their various shell corporations and foundations. What Bill Clinton alone got was more than the total gross revenue of Trump University, quote unquote. And it wasn't a university. I'll understand that. It was a real estate course. And you had a lot of people who were very happy with it. Some people took the course. They didn't apply it, or they didn't think that it was worthwhile. You're going to find that. You know how many people think that about their college degrees at these so-called state universities and so forth? A lot of people are very upset about what they spent that on. They got a debt for the rest of their life. Anyway, he was the one who built that into a big lawsuit. And then he worked with prosecutors from Robert Mueller's office to go after Paul Manafort. And then he had the FBI raid the offices of Michael Cohen because they wanted to keep that in New York. They wanted a criminal case there in New York. See how Schneiderman has been at the center of this web of intrigue? Yeah, weaving spider is what he is, as they say at the Bohemian Grove. he also sent in a letter to Cuomo and legislative leaders. He said, a strategically timed pardon from Trump could prevent individuals who may have violated our state's laws from standing trial in our courts as well. So he was trying to make himself a national figure. He has been climbing over the back of President Trump for at least 5 years, maybe longer than that. And he was in New York trying to make that the center of all of this, trying to get state charges against them, saying we got to make sure that there aren't any federal charges. If they charge them first in federal court, then President Trump can pardon them. And then we have a problem because they can't be tried by state court for the same charges, they have double jeopardy and so forth. Well, the Trumps have had a good time with him in the wake of this. Donald Trump Jr. came out and said that was fast. I figured it would hold out for a solid 6 or 7 hours. He resigned after only 3 hours after the article came out. He also referenced a tweet from the Attorney General that pledged to support sexual assault survivors. And he says this tweet hasn't aged very well. This is coming out of the New York Post. And then also he retweeted a campaign video that showed Snyderman wearing what appeared to be eye makeup. Again, going back to the eye makeup, he says, was it the excessive use of eyeliner that gave it away? Totally normal, of course. And of course, President Trump has said that in the past about him as well. Going back to 2014, he says, it's Tuesday, and Attorney General Snyderman is wearing Revlon eyeliner today. Governor Cuomo has been alerted. And then he says it's been stated that dopey New York Attorney General Snyderman used cocaine while he was a state senator. Well, based on what his accusers say, that would not be beyond the realm of imagination, would it? And then he also said this, Attorney General Snyderman must take a drug test immediately. Make results public. New York Attorney General cannot be a cokehead. This is back in 2014. President Trump has been, you know, all the people that were calling out Weinstein, they were calling out Bill Cosby and everything. It was President Trump, not some comedian, who was calling out Snyderman for a very long time. He said they just arrested politician Shelley Silver in New York. Why aren't they arresting a far bigger crook, Snyderman? And he also said in 2013, Wiener is gone, Spitzer is gone. Next will be lightweight Attorney General Eric Snyderman. Is he a crook? Wait and see. He's worse than Spitzer or Wiener. See, he knew where this was all going on a very long time ago. So the question is, did Governor Cuomo know? The Manhattan District Attorney says he's going to start, has started an investigation into the allegations against Snyderman. And as the Daily Caller points out, theoretically it's entirely possible that he kept all of his demonic secret identity secret, even from the people that he worked with. Two of these women who accused him gave their names, allowed their identities to be out in the open. They said they sought medical treatment after being slapped by him. And as I said before, after the former girlfriend ended the relationship, she told several friends about the abuse. A number of them advised her to keep the story to herself, arguing that Snyderman was too valuable a politician for Democrats to lose. She said this was heartbreaking. But we're seeing it over and over again. What will people excuse for the politicians that they love or the political party that they love? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I just want to finish up a little bit more with this Snyderman thing. And the question at this point is, what did Governor Cuomo's office know, and when did they know it? Did they just find out about this? Did they have no clue about this whatsoever? I mean, what kind of detectives do they have working at the Justice Department that they don't understand what this guy is about? You had, as I said, a former girlfriend saying she told several friends about this. They told her to keep it quiet, don't talk about this. He's too valuable for the Democrats to lose. And you had situations where, as one of them pointed out, he severely cut his leg, cut himself. He woke up, he was in a pool of blood because he'd been drinking the night before, and he fell down. As they were looking at this, they said, well, a spokesman said the injury was a result of a running accident, denying these charges. Nobody in the governor's office bothered to investigate these injuries. Furthermore, Snyderman exhibited alcoholic tendencies. Did no one on Cuomo's staff notice this at social functions? Asked the Daily Caller. So they had no clue? He comes in with injuries. He's got his girlfriend showing up with black eyes or whatever. Nobody asks any questions. Don't ask any questions. He's very powerful. Have you heard that guy talk? I mean, he sounds pretty scary. And as the Daily Caller says, to be clear, there is no evidence thus far anyone in the New York government tried covering up any of the Attorney General's abusive behavior. Yet, time and again, the public has found out that people are willing to go to great lengths to make sure that the demons of powerful men never see the light of day. And so, that undoubtedly, in the course of Ronan Farrow and Mayer's reporting, Cuomo was certainly tipped off that an investigation was underway. And so, although he resigned right away, you got to ask, why didn't Cuomo act on this months ago when they were putting the story together and doing this? A good question. Good question. Why is it that we don't see anything happening like the situations that we saw in Australia? They just made it right with a police detective who was not only had his investigation blocked, but he was fired because it was high-powered pedophile there connected in the church. We have now, it's not the Catholic Church that they're covering up so much for. It's now the Muslims and their pedophile and abuse of women that they're doing. That's happening across Europe. And then we have the UN with the same types of things. The UN sexual misconduct chief was promoted while facing harassment claims. Very much like what's going on in New York. Here you got this guy. I'm the leader of the Me Too movement. I'm putting in legislation to punish people who choke women or even do it in a impede their breathing. You know, come up even with a misdemeanor charge. You know, that was what Snyderman was doing. But at the UN, Jan Beagle, who now leads the UN Special Task Force on Sexual Harassment, reports The Guardian, was investigated over harassment claims last year while working as Deputy Executive Director of UN AIDS, which spearheads the global fight against HIV and AIDS. And then last month, it was announced that in a separate investigation into sexual harassment and assault claims against another UN AIDS Deputy Executive Director, Louise Lorez, that would be reopened as well. So you see, over and over again, they move this away when you have powerful people in these positions. Which brings us to Gina Haspel, the CIA director, who's going to be going before the Senate tomorrow. She'll be talking to the Senate. We got a glowing report talking about her many, many years in the CIA and all the different things that she's done. Well, that's wonderful, except for what she is known for, and that is overseeing the torture program. You know, as I said yesterday, and as we look at all this and we say, isn't that amazing how the Democrats would look the other way for Eric Schneiderman? Are we looking the other way for Gina Haspel? Do we think that the end justifies the means? Should we throw away ethics and the rule of law because we think she is effective against torture? As I pointed out yesterday, 109 admirals and generals went on record opposing her, not only for the moral and ethical issues, but also for the efficacy. It doesn't work. It creates junk intelligence. It creates propaganda tools. It creates recruiting tools for terrorists to engage in torture. It is not effective, folks. Not effective at all. And it is hypocrisy, even worse than Snyderman.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
All right, let's talk about Iran, because President Trump tweeted out this morning, I'll be announcing my decision on the Iran deal tomorrow from the White House at 2 p.m. That'd be Eastern time. And I guess we could call this, let's break a deal. It's not a treaty. They didn't get any laws passed. And it is very instructive for us to take a look at how we got this. And we're going to take a look at Obama's victory that everybody was talking about back in 2015. What kind of a victory was it? Even people on the left, even people who supported Obama, even people who supported his policy were concerned about the way that this deal was put together. So we're going to take a look at that. But first, let's take a look at what is likely to happen, as they expect President Trump is expected to scrap this deal in spite of last-ditch efforts by Boris Johnson. Understand that the British and the French are adamant. They had Emmanuel Macron come here trying to put pressure on President Trump. Hopefully, he's not going to pay attention to Emmanuel Macron on anything. Emmanuel Macron is a globalist. And we'll take a look at the deal in a second. But we also had Boris Johnson, who came to the U.S., went on Fox News, urged the president not to throw out, quote, the baby with the bathwater. He said, what if the Iranians do rush for a nuclear weapon? Are we seriously saying that we're going to bomb Iran's underground nuclear enrichment facilities at Fordo and Natanz? Well, we'll see what happens with that. We've had Giuliani say that President Trump is for regime change. It's looking like we are going into the third term of George W. Bush. And we'll talk about this Iran deal. I mean, I'm not happy with the Iran deal either, but I'm also not happy with us being the world's unpaid policeman, because that's what's really happening here. The French Foreign Minister for Foreign Affairs told RTL Radio the deal was not perfect, but had successfully suspended Iran's nuclear military program and the Iranians had respected the agreement. He said, this deal is a factor of peace and stabilization in a very eruptive region. Now, when you look at this, I have to ask if the French and the UK governments were concerned about stabilization and peace in this eruptive region when they egged President Trump on in Syria. Or are they concerned about that? With the false flags that they engineered there? With the lies that they engineered about the poisoning on UK soil? About the lies that they engineered about the gas attack in Syria? I don't think so. Trump has consistently threatened to pull out of the 2015 agreement because it does not address Iran's ballistic missile program or its role in the wars in Syria and Yemen, and does not permanently prevent Tehran from developing nuclear weapons, reports Reuters. Iran suggested its economy would not be hurt, whatever happened. But its currency, the rial, was near record lows against the dollar in the free market as Iranians tried to buy hard currency, fearing financial turmoil if Trump quits the deal. The Iranian president has hinted his country could continue to comply with the 2015 nuclear deal, even if President Trump pulls out of it. President Hassan Rouhani indicated on Monday that the disputed nuclear deal can still survive beyond a potential U.S. withdrawal if the U.K., France, Russia, China, and Germany make up for Washington's exit. He said, we have our own plan. Either what we demand from the JCPOA is fulfilled by the non-American parties, and in that case, the U.S. withdrawal will be the removal of a trouble, or we will resort to our legal and rational option. So what is going to happen to oil? That's one of the things that we need to take a look at. We had oil reaching a 3.5-year high as Iran's uncertainty pushed prices up. So that was the beginning of the week. Crude surged to the highest level since November 2014. They were concerned that Iranian oil exports would be at risk. That would then impact supply and drive prices up. Iran once again became a major oil exporter in 2016 after international sanctions were gradually lifted. If the U.S. is scrapping the deal, the oil market could lose Iranian exports and prices would rise with the fall in supply. Commerce Bank said the growth in production in the U.S. That we have seen is being counterbalanced by the simultaneous decline in Venezuela, being taken down by the joys of Bernie Sanders' economics programs. That's exactly what he wants to bring to America, the kind of economics that we're seeing taking Venezuela down to the point where one of the largest producers of oil in the world cannot produce oil. We were losing our oil production here in the United States, but that is changing, and we've got some information about something that's going on in the EPA. You know, Obama tried to shut down the coal industry, shut down the oil industry, all these different industries. And that is now being reversed thanks to a great appointment at the EPA, Scott Pruitt. However, we saw oil prices drop after President Trump tweeted about what was going to happen with Iran today. And again, this is the old saying, you buy on expectation, you sell on the news. And so it was uncertain as to when this is going to happen. It could have gone as late as the end of this week. That was the deadline that President Trump had. We'll talk about why May 12th is the deadline in just a minute as we take a look at the deal. But when President Trump said he's going to make his announcement today, everybody said, okay, that's it. As far as we can trade on the uncertainty. You have Barclays, however, saying that they believe that it's not going to be a disruptive figure here. They say, regardless of the decision, the current Iran deal will not survive under President Trump, in our view. He's got two main options. Number one, he could not renew the week's deadline of oil-related sanctions, waivers, and enforces significant reductions of Iranian imports within 6 months. Or, two, he could restate his opposition to the deal but renew the waiver. They said, however, either way, Barclays said they expect little Iran production effect in 2018 if the waiver is not renewed. So we'll see if they're right or not. The price dropped today after President Trump said that he was going to take a look at it, but that's exactly what you would expect based on the way the traders will react to things. As Reuters points out, we look at what is happening in the general vicinity. I said Iran is seeking to create a pro-Iranian government in Iraq as well. So understand that Iran is heavily involved in Yemen, where the Saudis are fighting a war there, a kind of a bogged down action that is happening there. There's a lot of Iranian forces that are working with the people in Yemen. There has just been an election in Lebanon, and the Iranian-backed political party there has won a victory. So you have Iran upping its political influence and power in Lebanon. They are working in a war in Yemen. They are also present in Syria. And Iran is seeking to create a pro-Iranian government in Iraq, as Reuters points out, so that Tehran is better placed to hit back at the United States should Trump reimpose sanctions. And they pointed out that as they're making these political moves in the area, if Iran succeeds in building a loyal political coalition that takes power in Baghdad in Iraq, that new government could eject U.S. troops from Iraq. Maybe we could bring them home and they could protect our border. Something that Iraqi political figures close to Iran have long looked for. The political party that they're supporting in Iraq is called Fatah. It's actually a translation of conquest. It's led by pro-Iranian former militia leader Hadi al-Amiri. And it is the the royal guard there in Iran that is basically operating and funding these different political parties, Revolutionary Guard out of Iran. Remember them? From when the American embassy was taken over? You know, we look at this situation and this has been a snowballing, situation my entire life. Actually, even before I was born, back in the 1950s, there was a democratic election in Iran. The CIA and the oil companies decided to overthrow that election because that individual was a socialist who was going to nationalize the oil industries, kind of like we saw happen in Venezuela. So they overthrew him. They put in the Shah of Iran. Shah of Iran was a loyal U.S. puppet. And to make sure that he stayed in power, the CIA trained a ruthless group called the SAVAK, some of the most ruthless political oppression we have seen to date. And in the wake of that, it made things worse, didn't it? Just as it made things worse in Libya. That led to the rise of the Ayatollah Khomeini and taking over the U.S. embassy. And at that point, Americans started paying attention. That's when most Americans think that our history with Iran started. It started long before that, and it's getting worse all the time. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. MycoZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Deal that everybody expects President Trump to pull back in one way or the other. He may just pull out of this altogether. We're going to take a look at how this deal was put together. We're going to take a look at a lot of information that is breaking in the last day or so. As I said, we've had an election in Lebanon. The Israeli minister says that Lebanon now equals Hezbollah after the vote. Who is Hezbollah? Hezbollah is a Palestinian organization that is committed to the destruction of Israel, allied with terrorist attacks, and they now have the upper hand in this latest election in Lebanon. Lebanon's powerful Hezbollah and its allies appear to have won more than half of Lebanon's parliamentary seats in the country's first general election in nearly a decade. Preliminary results from Sunday's election released yesterday suggest that Hezbollah now has won at least 67 seats. The group that had the biggest change, but is still in a very small minority, was a anti-Hezbollah Christian Lebanese Forces Party. They almost doubled their number of seats from 8 to 15, but they are a small minority against the Hezbollah party that is there. So Hezbollah is essentially connected to Iran. They are Shias. And you cannot understand the Middle East without understanding that it's not monolithic. You had, for a long time, you had the Iran-Iraq war. That was Sunnis versus Shias, the Iranians being Shia Muslims, the Iraqis being Sunni Muslims, but also going back for a very long time. If you go back and look at ancient civilizations, you see the Babylonians, you see the Persians, you see the Medes. When we went in there in the ham-fisted way that Western powers redrew the borders in the 20th century, what they did was they carved out roughly the country of Iraq was largely the former Babylonian nation. Iran was largely the former Persian nation. And then the Medes, where did they wind up? Well, they didn't wind up anywhere. They didn't give them anything. So they were kind of split. That's the Kurds, what we now call the Kurds. The Kurds are split between those two countries, kind of stretching over the northern part of that. And that has been a source of problems. And Iran is exploiting that. In Iraq, they're going to the Kurds who want to be independent. They've never gotten their independence. These are the people who were the Medes. They were never given a country, a border, a separate cultural identity and so forth. And so you got all these different religious connections, cultural connections, people groups and so forth, tribes and nations that didn't get a place at the table. That has been an ongoing thing. That is being exploited by the Iranians in Iraq as the Kurds are pushing back against the Iraqi government. So Iran has been pushing its expansion into both Syria, Lebanon, and also into Iraq. That is the context of where this is all going to be happening today as President Trump makes his decision. I'm glad I'm not making this decision. As I said, you know, it's kind of a ham-fisted way that Western powers have interjected themselves into this ant's nest where they're all fighting each other, all these different groups, these different sects of Islam hate each other as much as they hate Christians and Jews. And you have to understand that the religious differences are codified into their political system. You don't separate church and state with Islam. That's one and the same thing. So it just intensifies these political rivalries because of the religious and cultural and historical nations that were there. That all intensifies that. So how do you cut this Gordian knot that has been tied up there? I mean, it is just it really is an ant's nest, and we're about to step in it. And we'll see what happens. President Trump, furthermore, says Rudy Giuliani. I don't know. Rudy Giuliani has made a lot of news in the last few days. There is reports that President Trump is not happy with him. You think? I would think he said so many controversial things and put himself in the center of so many different controversies that I would think President Trump is wondering if he still loves him. As Giuliani said, he still loves me. I don't know if he was saying that with a smile on his face. I saw it in print. I didn't see him actually say that. But one of the things that Giuliani said was that President Trump is committed to regime change in Iran. He said Trump is committed to regime change. He said, we got a president who is tough, who does not listen to the people who are naysayers, and a president who is as committed to regime change as we are. As we are. Who is the we? Who is the we? Is this the people that get us involved in constant regime change? Look, I understand that Iran is not good. They're not good guys, right? I know that they have sponsored terrorism. I know that they're behind Hezbollah and other groups. I know what they're doing in all these other places. I don't think they're good guys. But do we really know how to do regime change? Look at Libya. Look at Iraq. Look at Afghanistan. What is the end game here? What does winning look like? Are we going to come in? Do we have a Thomas Jefferson and a George Washington waiting in the wings of Iraq or Iran or Syria or even Lebanon? Do we have somebody like that? Are we just going to create a bigger mess in all these different areas as we set them on fire with these regime change policies? See, that's my problem. That's why I think it's wise for us not to go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. Boy, you got a target-rich environment in the Middle East in terms of monsters out there. And I hate to see us being engineered into and lied into a war. That's the problem I had with what Netanyahu was doing. I understand they've got problems with Hezbollah. I understand how dangerous Hezbollah is. I understand what Hezbollah wants to do to them. If they have a existential issue with what's going on there, they don't need to lie to us to try to justify that. They don't need to try to engineer us to go fight their wars. So that's the problem I have with this. I am an America first guy. I am a guy that doesn't like foreign entanglements. Doesn't like to go looking for monsters. We got plenty of them here at home. Giuliani says he's been a supporter of regime change for 10 years. And it's the only way to have peace in the Middle East. Oh, really? Really? I think it's kind of late to the game. We've been doing regime change for much longer than 10 years. He said it's important that we said it is more important to have regime change in Iran than to have an Israeli-Palestinian deal. And then we get to John Kerry. As I said yesterday, and I put up a video about that, saying that what John Kerry did is exactly what the Logan Act was set up to stop. It was a 1798 Act. George Logan was a state legislator in Pennsylvania. He was a pacifist, a Quaker. He did not want the U.S. getting involved in politics. So he goes to France and he engages people, conducts his own separate foreign policy. Second president of the United States, John Adams, said, we don't like that. He passed a law. It's called the Logan Act. It's never been applied to anybody. We had the Brookings Institute yesterday saying, what John Kerry is doing is absolutely amazing. We've never seen this kind of activism, especially from the previous Secretary of State going out there and opposing the current administration. But I say that that is a part of the bigger picture. We know that he's not going to get charged with the Logan Act. They won't even charge Hillary Clinton with espionage or violating national security. You got John Kerry meeting with the Iranian foreign minister multiple times over the last several months. He met with the German president. He met with the French president. He met with multiple members of Congress, all to oppose this current president's foreign policy. And the Logan Act says if you indirectly or directly commence or carry on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government. See, that's where the foreign collusion is happening. It's happening right now with John Kerry. Why isn't he being investigated? I'm glad that other people see that it is the Logan Act in violation, that it is collusion with foreigners against this American government.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry has been having secret meetings with foreign officials to keep the U.S. in the Iran nuclear deal, and President Trump is not having it. Kerry was one of the key architects of the Iran deal, which was signed in 2015. And the Boston Globe reported last week that he'd been quietly meeting with Iranian and EU officials in recent months to strategize how to save his legacy. Trump tweeted, "The United States does not need John Kerry's possibly illegal shadow diplomacy on the very badly negotiated Iran deal. He was the one that created this mess in the first place." President Trump has repeatedly criticized the Iran deal, calling it one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the U.S. has ever entered into. Back in February of 2017, President Trump tweeted, "Iran was on its last legs and ready to collapse until the U.S. came along and gave it a lifeline in the form of the Iran deal. $150 billion. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by Infowars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Any citizen of the United States, whether he may be, who or without authority of the United States, directly or indirectly commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof with intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government or of any officer or agent thereof in relation to any disputes or controversies with the United States or to defeat measures of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. That is the Logan Act. We should rename it the John Kerry Act and enforce it, because that's precisely what John Kerry has been doing. As I pointed out in the last segment, he's met multiple times in the last few months with the Iranians, with the French, with the Germans. He is trying to keep the policy that he put into effect without getting a treaty passed. He wants to continue to propagate that in opposition to the current administration. See, John Kerry, Obama, the Democrat Party, Robert Mueller, all of these people who are involved in the coup against President Trump, they all truly believe that he is not their president. And you have them being supported in all of this by federal judges everywhere who are blocking orders. As you got people like Eric Schneiderman filing suit everywhere to try to block President Trump on every issue, as well as his actions in trying to bring indict people or come after people in the New York area that are affiliated with Trump. This is part of the broad position here, and this is one of the things I think that is pushing President Trump to get rid of this Iranian deal. The Boston Herald has called for a full investigation into what John Kerry is doing. I said yesterday that is a violation of the Logan Act. This is a article that came out of the Daily Caller yesterday afternoon. They agree it is also a violation of the Logan Act. We look at that. It's very clear exactly what he's doing. He's conducting his own foreign policy in opposition to the current administration. You have federal judges who are carrying on their own immigration policy in opposition to the current administration. And as we're going to see, this is nothing other than an order, just like the Paris Climate Accord, just like the DACA agreement. President Trump has already shut down the Paris Climate Accord. He can, if he wishes to, get out of this Iranian deal, because it is not a law, it is not a treaty. And President Trump can, if he wishes, get out of DACA. The only reason he's staying in is because of crass political considerations, ignoring his promises to his base, and ignoring the desires of his base. I think it's very unwise for him to do that. He does have the power to get out of DACA as well, as we'll see. 2 weeks ago in New York, according to the Globe, the Boston Globe, more than a year and a half after Kerry left office, John Kerry engaged in unusual shadow diplomacy with top-ranking foreign officials. Yeah, that's where the foreign conspiracy is. Let's just call it what it is. I mean, this is these people who are accusing President Trump of all this stuff, that's what they're engaged in. And as they pointed out in Breitbart, they said, try to imagine for a second if some unelected diplomat from the Jimmy Carter administration had tried to interfere with President Reagan's efforts to end the Cold War. Or let's flip the parties around. What if Condoleezza Rice had huddled with leaders from Iraq and Afghanistan to undermine President Obama's policies in the region? What if that were to happen? What if Rice were to undermine the former Secretary of State were to work with people to try to undermine President Obama when she was out of office? See? That's what is happening now to President Trump. That's how amazing to me all of this is. So where did this victory, where did this Obama legacy of this deal, just like we had the Obama legacy of the Paris Climate Accord, like we got the Obama legacy of DACA? Well, this is the Obama legacy of the Iran deal. When we go back and look at this, I'm looking at a 2015 article from National Review. And again, it is important to go back and do this because this is 3 years ago. As I said at the beginning of the program, we have a rapidly evolving news cycle here, stuff that happened 3 days ago. Nobody really remembers or cares about. This is something that happened 3 years ago. And I want to refresh your memory. What was happening at the time, as National Review pointed out, they said, well, this is some victory, isn't it? Two-thirds of the Senate and two-thirds of the public oppose Obama's Iran deal. That was 3 years ago when he won. He won over the objections of two-thirds of the American public and two-thirds of the Senate. See, he couldn't get the two-thirds of the Senate to ratify his deal. He almost got two-thirds of the Senate to shut down his deal 3 years ago. They said Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland, Democrat, became the 34th senator. That was the key one. She was the one who went over the line to come out in favor of the nuclear deal with Iran. She handed the president a veto-proof margin against a Senate resolution that would disapprove of the agreement, of the deal. And they point out the American people opposed the agreement at the time, 3 years ago, by a 2-to-1 margin. Meanwhile, Obama and Secretary Kerry and their supporters were doing victory laps yesterday because it won the support of one-third of the House, of one House of Congress. You get that? One-third of one house of the Congress. And the rest of the people, the other house, and the two-thirds of the American people didn't like it. And so here's two reasons why that was allowed to happen. Number one, the president refused to submit the Iran deal as a treaty for the Senate to ratify because two-thirds were opposed to it. Ratification would have needed a two-thirds vote. And secondly, Congress passed the Corker-Cardin bill, which enabled it to pass a resolution of disapproval that would bar the president from waiving sanctions imposed by Congress against Iran. However, this law, the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act of 2015. So basically, Congress had passed a law saying, we're not going to allow this deal to go through. And then President Trump vetoed it, and then they couldn't get a two-thirds majority to override his veto. They had just one vote short of a two-thirds majority to override his veto, shutting down the deal. That's how we got it. And here's President Obama talking about his victory 3 years ago.
And let me make a final point on this. It's now been well over a year since the agreement with Iran to stop its nuclear program was signed. And by all accounts, it has worked exactly the way we said it was going to work. You'll recall that there were all these horror stories about how Iran was going to cheat and this wasn't going to work and Iran was going to get $150 billion to finance terrorism and all these kinds of scenarios.
Oh, they didn't get money to finance terrorism?
And none of them have come to pass.
I think that happened, didn't it?
And it's not just the assessment of our intelligence community. It's the assessment of the Israeli military and intelligence community. The country that was most opposed to this deal that acknowledges this has been a game changer and that Iran has abided by the deal and that they no longer have the sort of short-term breakout capacity that would allow them to develop nuclear weapons.
All right, so let's hold it right there. He's arguing that it was an effective deal. We're going to talk about the money flow in this. We don't really know what the status of the nuclear program is. It is the IAEA that is evaluating this program. They have said that Iran has abided by the deal. We have the Israelis saying that they don't think that they have abided by the deal. I think my opinion looking at this, I'm inclined to go with the fact that they have abided by the nuclear deal. I'm still upset about the way the money was handed, and I'm still upset about the way that this was passed against the objections of two-thirds of the people. I think it's important for us to have a rule of law. I think it's important for us to not have presidents that act as dictators. And I think it's important for us to not have secretaries of state who think and act as if they are still in charge when they are not in charge, when they are not in office. And so I think those are very key points. And as we look at this, Senator Chuck Schumer said, regardless of how you feel about this agreement, fair-minded Americans should acknowledge the president's strong achievements in combating and containing Iran. But two-thirds of Americans did not do that. Two-thirds of Americans did not agree with that. And I'm going to tell you that at the time and subsequent to this, we've had a lot of people questioning the dangerous precedent that Barack Obama set with the Iran deal, the dangerous precedent that he set with the Paris climate deal, whether you agree with that or not. People look at this, and even environmentalists say, oh, we don't think this is going to do anything to help the environment. It will change our situation with the economy, with sovereignty, and so forth. But all of those agreements, along with the DACA agreement, show a president who is out of control.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful Myco ZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. Myco ZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. Myco ZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau D'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
President Trump has said he's going to announce his decision on whether or not we're going to stay in the Iran deal or what's going to happen with that today, this afternoon, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. There had been a deadline of May the 12th, which was this Friday. Where did that deadline come from? Well, the fact is that it's a deal. And recertification is not required in the agreement. However, as I just told you, it was a very unpopular deal 3 years ago when it went through. Two-thirds of the American people did not like it. You had a law passed by the majority, the strong majority in Congress, to overturn what Obama and Kerry had done with Iran. And Obama vetoed that. And it survived a two-thirds majority override by one vote in the Senate. So one House of Congress with one vote and one-third support allowed this to go through. This is something that was very unpopular. So in response to that, you had Congress put in a certification that the White House would certify. I think it's on a quarterly basis because there's been several of these that have happened going back to October. At that time, the New York Times had an op-ed piece from an Iranian author saying the Trump administration will for the third time have to decide whether or not to certify my country, Iran, and in that particular deal. And so this has continued to go on and it was up for recertification, I think, this Friday. But President Trump is now moving that decision up to today. Now, what are the concerns that people have with this, other than the efficacy? I mean, there's two issues of this. The money is basically that toothpaste is out of the tube. And we can talk about what Obama and Kerry did with that, but that's gone. And so now the question is, as Boris Johnson was saying, do we throw out the baby with the bathwater? Has this kept Iran from developing nuclear weapons? And so we'll see what President Trump has to say. But I want to address for a moment the way that the Obama administration and John Kerry have colluded with foreign governments to try to block this administration as they try to overthrow the election. Because that's really what's going on here. And we had Obama and Kerry colluding to overthrow our Constitution and our legal framework, especially towards the end of the administration. That's when they put through the Paris Climate Agreement. They signed it. You had Obama say, well, I'm not going to get this thing ratified in the Senate, so I'm going to self-ratify it. And he and John Kerry signed it, just like they rammed through this Iran deal over the objections of two-thirds of the American people and two-thirds of their elected representatives. And even Slate magazine and Washington Post, people who supported Obama at the time, were asking questions. Is the Iran deal constitutional? Asked the Washington Post. Slate said, the Iran deal sets a dangerous precedent for expanded executive power. And let me tell you something, it did. And as we look at these three things, the Paris Climate Accord, the Iran deal, the DACA deal, they still are establishing dangerous legal precedents, regardless of what you think about the policy. And again, this is one of these issues, just like the Supreme Court deciding that it is going to define marriage for everybody. Or just like you've got the DEA or the FDA saying, we are going to take kids away from parents who use CBD oil to control their epileptic seizures. I got a story about that. And we're going to decide what you can and cannot put in your body. Everything is going to be prohibited unless we expressly permit it. That turns the Constitution on its head. Things like this matter. This is how we wind up in a tyrannical form of slavery, where we throw out the rule of law. So it matters if we have a president who takes it upon himself to create treaties with Iran and climate treaties and so forth, and pretend that they can't be overturned. And it's even worse when we have something like DACA, and you have federal judges, activist judges, shutting down the Obama administration. And it's even worse when we have our attorney general playing along with that game, saying, you're saying that we can't do anything about DACA. Okay, well, maybe we'll argue this in court. What are you going to argue? There wasn't any law. So let's take a look at the Iran deal. The U.S. has two major ways of entering into international agreements, said Slate. They said this is a very dangerous agreement. You can go through with a treaty, or you can do executive agreements. Treaties you don't do too much anymore because it's too hard to get that done. And that's the way this always happens. You know, when the government says, you know, it's just too hard for us to get convictions against the mafia, so let's create a RICO statute. We can say that if we designate you as a racketeer group or an influence, racketeer influence or a corrupt organization, then we can just come in and take your property ahead of a conviction. And then they said, you know what? We can do that against the mafia. Maybe we can do that against Planned Parenthood protesters. And they did. And then they said, you know what? If we can do that against Planned Parenthood protesters, we can probably do that against the poor middle class in Chicago and other places. And we can just take their cars or their homes, or we call it civil asset forfeiture. We don't have to charge them with a crime. We just confiscate the property. Do you see the slippery slope? You may not see it because maybe it hasn't happened to you yet. And that's where we always go with these things. So because it's too difficult to go through and get a conviction against somebody, or because it's too difficult for us to do this the legal way, we'll just forget about what the Constitution says. You know, it was kind of bothersome to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. So let's just forget about that. We'll create the DEA, and we'll have Richard Nixon sign in a UN agenda that was created. Their schedule of drugs was created in 1961. So he created it in 1971, 10 years later. And so now we've got this UN agenda. President Nixon said, we got a war on drugs, and so we don't need a constitution anymore. We don't need a constitutional amendment. We can forget about the 10th Amendment, and we can forget about the 18th Amendment that said that alcohol was prohibited, and the other amendment that overturned it. We'll just prohibit anything that we want. And we'll do that with the FDA as well. Everything will be prohibited unless we expressly permit it. That's the situation you get into when you go that way. But that's the way that Obama was ruling. The executive agreements don't require congressional approval. And they have become very common because it's very expedient. Expedience is how we lose our rights. Expedience is how we're going to lose our gun control, our ability, not lose our gun control, is how we're going to get gun control. Expedience is how we're going to lose our individual liberties when it comes to guns. Political expedience to say, well, you know what? I don't want to defend those stupid bump stocks. So I will just ban them by executive order. And we will have the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms regulate things that even the Obama administration didn't regulate. Even things that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms said, well, we don't have any authority over attachments to a gun. We have authority over the firing mechanism. So we'll extend it just to get this little gimmicky thing here that's attached to the side. We'll do a political gimmick. We'll pander to the mass media and the public. And we'll throw your individual liberties under the bus here. And we'll do the same thing when it comes to mental illness. We won't give people due process. We'll do the due process later, maybe. We'll take the guns now. Yeah. Pandering. Expedience. It's so expedient to do that. And as I said before, if somebody is truly criminally insane and dangerous, they don't need to be walking the streets because they can get a hold of a car, a bomb, a knife, acid. They can do anything. A club. All right, so going back to this, they gave an example when Slate magazine was questioning this dangerous precedent that our dangerous president, Obama, created with the Iran deal. He said, Senator Joe Biden, back in 2002, when President George W. Bush was trying to make a handshake deal on nuclear arms reduction with Vladimir Putin, rather than submitting it to the Senate as a treaty, said that he was very concerned about this. Here's the quote from him. He said, as a matter of historical practice, some types of international agreements have traditionally been entered as treaties in all or nearly every instance, including compacts concerning mutual defense, extradition, mutual legal assistance, human rights, arms control and reduction, et cetera, et cetera. So he was opposed to having an executive agreement between Bush and Putin on reducing arms. But then they embrace it because Obama wanted to do that. And Slate is saying, wait a minute, this is very dangerous what we're doing here. Regardless of whether we agree with what is happening with this deal or not. And they said within the category of executive agreements, there are gradations, of course. They said there's congressional executive agreements like NAFTA where you go in and you say, well, President, we would like for you to create a North American free trade agreement. So you figure out the details on this. Congress is great at doing that. They typically do that with the bureaucracy. They typically tell the bureaucracy, we would like for you to do, prohibit drugs. And we can work out the details about how you're going to prohibit drugs. And whatever you come up with, we'll call it a regulation. We won't say that's a law, and so people don't get any due process and so forth. This is really the dangerous aspect of this. As the Washington Post was talking about this, saying, is the Iran deal even constitutional at the time? Remember, this was 3 years ago. They said, well, you know, under the text and the original meaning of the Constitution, a major international agreement like this one needs a treaty that requires a two-thirds majority in the Senate. But, you know, non-originalists agree that we don't really have time for that anymore. We're just going to do whatever we want. Because we don't care what the text says. We don't care what the meaning of the Constitution is. We'll just pretend that it's a living document and we can do whatever we want. And that is the way that Obama ruled. Today we're going to see if President Trump will overthrow the second of three major agreements. The third being DACA. That needs to be overthrown as well. And overthrow the overreach of the federal judiciary.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I was just talking about the way that Obama and Kerry won the Iran deal over the objection of two-thirds of the Senate, two-thirds of the American people. And at the center of all this is also the money. Again, the money is gone. But a lot of people have looked at this and have been very angry about the way that this happened. You know, John Kerry said at the time, he told CNBC back in January 2016 that Iran could spend the unfrozen assets however it wanted. He said, I think that some of it will end up in the hands of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards or other entities, some of which are labeled terrorists. No, they aren't just labeled terrorists. They are terrorists. As I said before, it's also the Iranian Revolutionary Guards that are creating political alliances and maneuvering to get the Kurds to join their political coalition to take over Iraq. They're also maneuvering with Hezbollah in Lebanon and so forth. I said, to some degree, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every component of that can be prevented. In other words, he knows that it's going to happen. He knows that's going to happen. As the even the Council on Foreign Relations said that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard presides over a vast power structure with influence over almost every aspect of Iranian life. So, they're ruling over that. They're trying to establish themselves as a predominant power in the Middle East, and that is really what's going on with all this. And again, as I said before, it is a Gordian knot. I don't feel good about even opposing these monsters because I've seen how U.S. foreign policy has failed for decades. I am not optimistic that any of this is going to last or last very long. Yeah, we can go in and we can take out Saddam Hussein's military. We can reduce his air force to twisted metal. But then what happens? What happens when we get rid of Gaddafi? We have seen this happen over and over and over again. It is a broken record. It is Groundhog Day. And so I don't like to see the deal. I don't like the way the deal was enacted. I don't like the way the money was moved around. A lot of people say, yeah, you know, it was, and to some degree, it was money that the Iranian government under the Shah, who was overthrown by the Muslim radicals, it was money that he had put on deposit with to buy arms. Some of that money that had been put on deposit was paid to the military companies that were going to be manufacturing those arms, so it was given to them as compensation. Then he wound up with a fund, and then there was a question as to whether or not actually they owed us money or whether or not we owed them money. And you had the Clinton administration, who were fighting people who had been survivors of Iranian terrorist attacks. And there was, when Iran submitted its claim back in 1981, the U.S. filed an $817 million counterclaim. So we had $400 million that was there. And the Obama administration was saying, well, we're paying them this, $1.7 trillion. That's the $400 million plus interest that we're paying them. And the whole question that many of us looked at this said, well, it looks like they're paying this money for the release of hostages. They're putting massive amounts of foreign currency in the plane. I mean, if we're going to pay them off with this, why can't we use American dollars? Well, it turns out there was a law against that. See, Obama doesn't care what the Constitution says about treaties, that you have to have a two-thirds majority. He didn't care about the law that forbade any American money being sent to Iran. So we're going to ignore the Constitution. We're going to ignore the law. We're going to give them back the money. I mean, if that was a legitimate thing, they could have changed the law. They could have done it. But he decided he would take it into his own hands, and he would do this. And so since there was a law against America paying this in American currency, he would put it into foreign currency, and he would send it there, just as we had some hostages that were trying to get released and so forth. I mean, everything about this stunk to the high heavens, and this is why everybody is pushing back against this. And so now the articles that are that broke today in The Guardian, New York Times, and others talk about Trump hired an Israeli private security firm to investigate members of the Obama administration, whether they were colluding with Iran. Now, why would President Trump think that members of the Obama administration were colluding with Iran? And why wouldn't he ask the CIA or the NSA to investigate that? Those are rhetorical questions, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry has been having secret meetings with foreign officials to keep the U.S. in the Iran nuclear deal, and President Trump is not having it. Kerry was one of the key architects of the Iran deal, which was signed in 2015, and the Boston Globe reported last week that he'd been quietly meeting with Iranian and EU officials in recent months to strategize how to save his legacy. Trump tweeted, "The United States does not need John Kerry's possibly illegal shadow diplomacy on the very badly negotiated Iran deal. He was the one that created this mess in the first place." President Trump has repeatedly criticized the Iran deal, calling it one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the U.S. has ever entered into. Back in February of 2017, President Trump tweeted, "Iran was on its last legs and ready to collapse until the U.S. came along and gave it a lifeline in the form of the Iran deal, $150 billion. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at this Iran deal, and we look at the different things that Barack Obama did, and as I said, there's a trifecta here, folks. Triple crown. He won the triple crown of destroying the Constitution and the rule of law. He self-ratified, along with John Kerry, the Paris Climate Agreement. They pushed through the Iran deal against the objections of two-thirds of the Senate, an even greater majority of the House, and two-thirds of the American public. And then we had the DACA agreement, which it probably even more than two-thirds of the American public don't like. All these things were done by fiat. Just like a dictator. You know, the law is in my mouth. That's where dictator comes from. He dictates what the laws are. Doesn't matter what the written law says. Doesn't matter that the written law says we need to have treaties and so forth. We need to have a legislative process. Really doesn't matter. Here's one of the examples of this that doesn't have anything to do with the politics of this. And this is a small enough matter that maybe we can look at why this is dangerous rather than looking at whether we agree with the court's definition of marriage or whether we agree with Obama's policy that he enacted by fiat. The Obama cowry rule that kicked in yesterday, and there was a policy, there was an editorial last week by a guy who ran a pizza franchise, and he said, this is just going to be devastating for us to be able to comply with. And I forget how many different permutations of pizzas they could have. I mean, you can order any. They got, a couple of dozen different ingredients, and you can order them in any different kind of combination, and in any, you can get double this or half of that or whatever. So he says, how do we comply with this? We can't be in compliance with this. We had Barack Obama as part of Obamacare. This is part of Obamacare. These tentacles that go into your life. And starting yesterday, you have to have new kinds of calorie counts have to be posted at restaurants and grocery stores and movie theaters. Gee, who would have thought that all that butter was high in calories or something, or all that sugar was in the drinks? Look, we're not idiots. We don't need this kind of nanny government. But as one of these people is telling Politico, oh, but see, we have obesity epidemic, and it's a serious problem, and so we got to do this. Well, people can take some responsibility over their own life. I know when my wife is concerned about calories at a particular restaurant, she asks them, and they will come back and tell her. But it isn't the sort of thing that we have to make these kind of regulatory demands on people. And they don't have the authority to do this. Where in the Constitution does it say that the federal government can demand a calorie count from restaurants? There's nothing like that in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment make it clear that unless they are expressly given the power to do something like that, they don't have it. The states could do something like that. But they don't have that kind of power. And if people want to know what this is, and that is a selling point for different products. I mean, if I've got a couple of things there, and to decide whether I'm going to buy two products that are similar to each other, one of them has got a detailed label telling me what the ingredients are and what the calorie counts are. The other one doesn't have that. I'm going to buy the one that is open and transparent. And I would ask, why is it that we have to have that kind of openness and transparency in the grocery store, but not in Washington? See, they always hide the ingredients from us there. Just like Bismarck said, you don't want to see what goes in that sausage. Oh, you don't want to see what goes into the laws, and you don't want to see what the deep state is doing. Oh, they can't tell us any of that. Everything is a national secret. Everything is classified. But we got to know everything that's going into the, into our food. And so in that vein, I mean, that is one of the big issues that I have with the Iran deal. As I've said, I don't support the idea of Iran, of regime change. I know where this is coming from. I know this is coming from the globalists. I know that President Trump campaigned against that sort of thing, is suspicious of this, has seen how it has not worked in the past. I don't think it's going to work in the future. No matter how bad the Iranians are, we are not going to be able to do regime change and sustain it there any more than we were able to do it in Iraq and sustain it. That's one of the things that everybody's talking about. How are we going to manage to keep control in Iraq if Iran starts opposing us? Well, they already are opposing us, and we already are seeing instability there, and we already are seeing political alliances there and in Lebanon and elsewhere. And as we're talking about torture, when you engage in overthrowing other governments, as we did with Iran back in that ancient history of the 1950s, when you start establishing yourself as that, then it makes it pretty difficult to try to find a Thomas Jefferson or a George Washington who will ally himself with you. Because quite frankly, if there's a Thomas Jefferson or a George Washington in that area, they're going to be fighting you. That was the situation that we wound up with in Vietnam. We didn't understand what the history was there. We thought that there was a domino theory. And as the Vietnam victors explained to boneheaded Robert McNamara, the whiz kid, decades later, as he confessed in the documentary, The Fog of War, he said, they banged their fist when I met with them in that dinner, and they said, don't you know anything about 1,000 years of history between Vietnam and China? We have fought against them our entire existence to try to maintain our independence. You set yourself up with a policy of regime change with a shopping list of countries that you want to overthrow. Nobody is going to ally themselves with you. Just as if you go out there and you start torturing terrorists, you make them look like victims. It is a propaganda coup, a recruitment tool for the terrorists. They feel justified if they capture any American soldiers to torture them. Likewise, and it gives us bad intelligence, and that's why 109 generals and admirals oppose our own Gina Haspel, who was so tough on torture. Tell you what, when I look at Schneiderman and look at these other people, I look at Obama, Gina Haspel, what a piece of excrement. And I'm not even talking about the anal feeding. Yeah, it's going to get her anal feeding the Senate. And the hearings tomorrow. I just don't understand the enthusiasm in the Trump administration for that woman and her policies. It is counterproductive to everything that we're trying to do. That is why I know that this policy is not going to work. I don't want to see the Iran deal enacted the way that it was enacted. I don't want to see all this money going back to terrorism, as John Kerry pointed out. I mean, as they were looking at this, a lot of people said, well, it's a question as to whether or not we owe them money or they owe us money. Because not only did they take out a large part of this money to pay off the contracts that the previous Iranian government had done, they took $400 million of it and they put it into the Pentagon's Foreign Military Sales Account, the FMS, and they set it there. And that's where the Obama administration took it out. However, in 2000, there was a law that was signed by President Clinton, the Victims of Trafficking and Violence Protection Act, that said that Iran's FMS account could not be refunded to them until court judgments held by the U.S. government against Iran for damages from terrorist acts against American citizens were resolved to America's satisfactions. And so you got Barack Obama, who doesn't care about the constitutional process for treaties. He doesn't care about the bill that President Clinton signed to say, we're going to make sure that victims of Iranian terrorism are compensated out of this fund before we send any of that money back to Iran. He doesn't care about the law. He doesn't care about the Constitution. He just ignored it. And he released it to the Iranians. That's what so many people are concerned about. And that's why President Trump is looking at this and saying, reports have come out that people close to Trump or the Trump administration hired an Israeli private intelligence agency to look into and to investigate people who were allied with the Obama administration. Why would he think that they did something wrong? I mean, you had Obama, who had Valerie Jarrett, who grew up in Iran because her parents hated America so much, pushing for this thing. Obama, who ignores the Constitution, ignores the law, sends this cash to them in the way that he sent it to them. It's absolutely amazing. And yet they are outraged by the fact that the president would hire somebody to look into these people as to whether or not they had any personal relationships, any involvement with Iran-friendly lobbyists. Wouldn't you think that they might? And why are they outraged by that?
InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others.
dollars. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to say one more thing about Iran as I talk about my pessimism that they're going to get this thing figured out and do the right thing. I mean, our problems with Iran go way back, as I said, to the 1950s. The country that we hacked together, you know, creating Iran and Iraq, ignoring that third group of people we now call the Kurds, which has now become a festering problem for both of those countries. And then we decided that we would overthrow their democratically elected president and set up a puppet with a brutal regime, the Savak. And then as things got more radicalized, just as we saw in Libya, you know, we jumped out of the frying pan into the fire in both places with our regime change stuff. Well, they did their own regime change, and they lurched into Islamic fundamentalism. They captured the Iranian embassy, held people hostage there for a long time. And as that was a total catastrophe for Jimmy Carter politically, the failed rescue attempt, how weak he looked in all of that. Of course, he was a very weak and effective president. I think he's a good guy overall. I think he's done a great job of with Habitat for Humanity. It's a shame that he became president, however. It was a good example of the Peter principle. He should have should have stayed as president or something, been president of Habitat for Humanity. He was a very bad president. Nevertheless, as it came up to the election, well, let's talk about that other Iran deal. That deal that was brokered by Bill Casey, one of the founders of the OSS, one of the founders of the CIA, who in the October surprise went to the Iranians. It's been widely reported. Some people believe it, some people don't. I do believe it, especially because we had a couple of years ago, we had an investigator discover a memo in the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library dating back to 1991. The memo was written by President Bush's deputy counsel, Paul Beach. It described the State Department's efforts to collect documents in response to congressional subpoenas for, quote, material potentially relevant to the October surprise allegations. You know, probably the same type of thing that Sandy Berger was doing for the Clintons as he went to the National Security Archives and stuffed documents into his trousers and into his socks and took them out and destroyed them. Yeah, you know, they want to cover this stuff up. It was reported that CIA Director Casey gave the green light for Israel to sell weapons to Iran. Think about that. Israel selling weapons to Iran. Think about the fact we had Reagan doing deals, arms deals with Iran, and that we had the Iran-Contra affair where we were exchanging that we said that the end justifies the means. Remember how that always works out? You know, you violate the law, you violate ethical rules, you deal with terrorists. doesn't work out too good. Yeah, it might have looked like 4D chess at the time, huh? I said, hey, you know what? I got this great idea. Oliver North and others, Casey and stuff. We got this idea. You know, we can secretly sell weapons to Iran. We can get some hostages out, all this kind of stuff. And we can funnel money down into the Contras who are attacking the communists down there. Oh, that'll be good. Yeah, we'll accomplish good with this stuff. And then if we don't have enough money with that stuff, we can do some crack cocaine into California to fund the Contras. And so that Iran deal where we ignored the law, we said the end justifies the means, where we deal with terrorists and so forth. I mean, this is, it just keeps going around. It doesn't really seem to matter which party is in power, does it? And now we got Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, the guy at the center of all that Iran-Contra thing, now going to become president of the NRA. Shake my head. Why would they do that? Maybe he can get an arms deal for us with Iran. You think he can get us a discount on some small arms or something? If you're an NRA member, you get a discount on pistols from Iran or something? Maybe he could get us some crack cocaine. You can do that for us, Ollie? Absolutely reprehensible. People like that are on Fox News and working for the NRA. That's the bankruptcy of the conservatives right there. Right there. I'm not going to justify the Iran-Contra crap. I'm not going to justify the crack cocaine being pushed by the CIA and these people for their little political objectives. See, that's where it happens when you get rid of the rule of law. And you say, anything to get what I want. You justify that. And then while we're talking about guns, as Breitbart points out, we've just had in the last 48 hours in Sadiq Khan's London, another four shootings, not knifings, shootings. Not acid being thrown on people, but shootings. Not four people being mowed down by cars, but shootings with guns in gun-free London. And I mentioned all those different forms of attack because it isn't the weapon, it's the person. And they don't need gun control, they need immigration control. And there he is, the guy that got elected by these people. Australia, confiscating bolt-action rifles because they look like assault weapons. This is the absurdity of the left, folks. Again, you're going to define an assault weapon by, oh, I don't really know what the definition of that is. Maybe it's because it's got an attachment on it. Maybe it's because it's got a bump stock or something. Maybe it's because it's got a handle on it. And so then you get to the point where you have a bolt action rifle. Now, for all you Democrats out there, a bolt action rifle means that you've got to operate the bolt. You can't just pull the trigger and get a shot. That's a semi-automatic weapon. Each time you pull the trigger, you get a shot. With a bolt action, you got to load it in there with a bolt each time. You know, kind of like Lee Harvey Oswald did. He was pretty effective. Got those three shots off in that short amount of time, three headshots. You can do some pretty amazing stuff with a bolt action, I guess. Maybe this, we should call this the Lee Harvey Oswald assault weapon law in Australia. As Arlie Ermey, who just recently passed away, said famously, and Full Metal Jacket, as he was talking to the recruits there, he goes, you're going to be such good shots that you can get off. And he rattles off exactly what Lee Harvey Oswald was supposed to have done as the lone shooter. And you just kind of listen to that and you go, yeah, right. That didn't happen. And it isn't happening. It isn't an assault weapon because it looks like an assault weapon if it is a bolt action rifle. But they're going to prohibit even that in Australia. One good bit of news is that Bank of America has now recanted. They say that they will fund assault rifle maker. They came in and Bank of America, Citibank, others came out and said that they were going to not give loans to gun manufacturers, to gun resellers. They were going to essentially strangle them out of existence as the Obama administration tried to do. As Governor Cuomo, New York, said he wanted his financial group to start looking at financial penalties against gun manufacturers, you know, treating them as if they were some kind of a terrorist organization or something. Oh, that's right. They put up billboards saying that the NRA is a terrorist organization, didn't they? They really do believe that. Or at least they want you to believe that. I don't think they believe that. I don't even think they believe that. But they were going to treat them as terrorist organizations. Now, evidently, they are preparing to provide critical financing to Remington Outdoor, which makes assault-type rifles. And they're not bolt action, probably semi-automatic. Just weeks after the bank said it would stop financing military-style firearms for civilians, reports the New York Post. They're contributing $43 million to a $193 million lending package funded by seven banks to try to keep Remington out of bankruptcy. Well, that's interesting. I wonder if they noticed that the NRA was thriving in spite of the organized boycotts. Maybe somebody there paid attention to that. I don't think they've got a conscience one way or the other. They're just putting their finger in the, wetting their finger and sticking it in the air to see which way the wind blows. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Well, let's lighten things up a little bit. We've had some pretty heavy discussions about what's going on with Iran, as well as, I guess, with Schneiderman. What he was accused of was pretty heavy. Let's bring in Hillary Clinton. She's always good for some comic relief, for some hilarity. And she's at it again. We got a picture of her, and it looks like if you pull up that picture, you can see a protruding, rigid structure on her back that showed up. A lot of pictures taken of that. That said, eagle-eyed Twitter user says the Daily Mail spot a weird protrusion coming from her back after she stepped out in New York's warm weather, bundled up in a coat and long scarf. You know, the thing is about Hillary Clinton, look, she's elderly. I don't want to make fun of her health issues. We all have health issues as we get older. We all need, different kinds of structural support or whatever. You know, you need a cane or whatever. You need a back brace. Fine. The thing about Hillary is she always tries to be something that she isn't. And that's what makes, you know, when you have a situation like that, just own it. You don't have to pretend that you're something that you're not. And that's what makes her look ridiculous. And we have seen her pretend that she is something that she's not in so many different ways. And so now we have this issue. You know, when you see her collapsing and then she pretends that I don't have any health problems. That's the issue. You know, she had to be healthy. She had to be totally fit and trim. All the presidential candidates have to pretend that, and presidents have to pretend they're like that. You know, couldn't show FDR in a wheelchair. You couldn't talk about JFK's back issues or his drug issues or his alcohol issues or his woman issues or whatever. And President Trump has the doctor come out and say, hey, he's the best, the most fit person who ever lived. Just admit when you got issues or whatever. It's fine. We all do. We all got health issues. And so Hillary Clinton comes out, oh, you know, I don't have any problems. So when I saw that, it reminded me of a particular movie. Maybe you remember this. Remember Young Frankenstein? Remember when Dr. Frankenstein meets Igor? And here's a little clip just to refresh your memory of this.
Goodbye.
Of course. I'm sure we'll get along splendidly.
Oh. He pats him on the hump.
Sorry.
That was the thump you heard, the thumping hump.
You know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
That's Hillary Clinton. Perhaps I could help you with that hump. What hump? What hump? Yeah, she's, of course, she is abroad. she has gone abroad. And no pun intended. I guess, I don't know, maybe, is she coming out now as a broad? I don't know. What was she before? But she has now gone abroad. Let's play clip number 5 about Hillary and her current thoughts as she contemplates her loss. What loss? Here's Hillary.
I want to thank some of you for sending good wishes a very long way during my campaign and the months that followed. I received a number of invitations from Kiwis to permanently relocate here.
Don't send her a local.
Really
don't rain New Zealand.
Gave them some thought. But I'm going to stay put because we have work to do in my country as well.
Yeah. Election? What election? Loss? What loss? What hump? I don't have a hump. Hillary Clinton, always good for a laugh. But, you know, when we talk about Young Frankenstein, there's a lot of other Frankenstein news in the Drudge Report, other mainstream media. Every day you're seeing stuff that is just beyond belief in terms of technology, things that we should be very concerned about. But, of course, ethics are never a concern. Ethics aren't a concern when we're talking about war. Ethics aren't a concern when we're talking about legislation or following the Constitution or torture. We don't care about ethics anymore, do we? And so we don't care about ethics when we have human cloning. This report, a couple of reports on the Drudge Report from the Daily Star, talking about fears raised over human cloning. They have embryos created with stem cells. I mean, this is Brave New World, folks. It's no longer science fiction, but it is dystopian. These are people who are, the people who are working on transhumanism, the people who are working on artificial intelligence, on bioweapons, on being able to reproduce without having families. This is asexual reproduction that will be run by the people in charge, just as we saw with Brave New World. As we said many times, you know, 1984 was not supposed to be, we'd hoped, that it was not an organizational plan, a blueprint. that it was a warning. And maybe it was both. These people like to sound the warning with their predictive programming, like to kind of tell you what they're up to. And they go ahead and do it anyway. Eh, we warned you, and you didn't see it coming, did you? Even when we told you. Even when we showed you that movie about the Terminator. Even when we showed you 1984. We showed you Brave New World. We explained it to you. You didn't pay any attention. You didn't believe it could happen. You didn't think anybody could come up with that technology. Well, it's already here. It's already here. And then there's this one, also from the Daily Star. A warning about a procedure that reanimates the human brain after death. Yeah, why would we need to do that? Why would we need to do that? I'll play just a little bit of a clip of this for you, but we're not going to show you the actual results of what they did. This is kind of the cartoon version of this. And you hear this guy talking. Do we have audio on that? Yeah, let's play the audio on this, because this guy sounds like he's out of the old Frankenstein movies.
The arterial pump takes arterial blood from the reservoir to the head, while the venous pump drains off the venous blood.
Yeah, so this guy, go ahead and cut the audio. What this guy is doing, and we'll cut it because we don't want people to, they cut off a dog's head, and they actually show the dog's head that they sustained for quite some time. And this is like Donovan's Brain or some kind of old black and white science fiction movie. But this is what these people are seriously working on. I mean, was that a crying need? I mean, maybe we could find some way to have free energy or to grow food or something. No, these people are out there cutting heads off and wanting to swap them on people, reanimate human brains. I mean, literally creating zombies. Yeah, it's all about brains. Brains. This is the insanity of our scientific research. This is the insanity of the military-industrial complex. Remember, it was Eisenhower who said that it was going to be the military-industrial complex was going to be subsumed. It was going to take over the universities and the research facilities and technology and so forth. That was a great danger. And we've seen that happening, haven't we, with DARPA, with the plans that they have. All right, a little bit of positive news here. We have Trump's EPA, says Daily Caller, will axe Obama's de facto ban on new coal plants. This is the EPA planning on repealing an Obama-era requirement, effectively mandating that all new coal-powered, coal-fired power plants be outfitted with unproven emissions technology. And that comes at the same time that we just saw this study that came out of Cornell University and the University of Michigan saying that, you know, it's kind of interesting, the people who say that they are highly concerned about climate change, even beyond the hypocrites who are jetting all around the world in their private jets and using massive amounts of energy to lecture us about climate change, they said that even on the lower level, the everyday people, that skeptics were more likely than the highly concerned, quote-unquote, to recycle, to use public transportation, to reuse shopping bags, to buy eco-friendly products and so forth. The belief in climate change does not appear to be a necessary or sufficient condition for pro-environmental behavior. Look, this is all about, as Scott Pruitt has said, this is all about a view that taking care of the environment is really one of conservationism. Environmentalism is a radical religion that says, hands off, don't touch this. Don't touch this at all. And it really doesn't take care of the environment. And it has resulted in that type of radical environmentalism is something that enables the people who want to control our lives to come in and pick winners and losers to subsidize things like Solyndra or Tesla, if you will, and then to shut down entire industries like the coal industry instead of saying, well, you know, we could have clean coal plants, but we're going to design how those coal plants are going to be, and we're going to design how your cars are going to be, and we're going to tell you whether or not you can have an internal combustion engine. And so, fortunately, not in America, but we still have other foreign countries in Germany and Japan that are still improving automobiles, and they're making them cleaner and more efficient than the full-cycle electric engines. We need to keep our options open. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year,
there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals, including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the borders. We're going to try to take a look at the primary elections that are coming up, as well as a couple of interesting items that affect both your health and your liberty. We're going to try to get to all that in this last segment, but before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program, and we've got several products that are now on sale. We got a new sale on Super Blue fluoride-free products. We have toothpastes in a couple of different flavors. We have a mouthwash, and we have an immune gargle product. All of these, especially like the toothpaste and so forth, we don't have fluoride in that. That's the harmful halogen. We do have iodine, which is the good halogen, and we have nano silver. The iodine, the nano silver fight bacteria that creates gum disease, that causes tooth loss and heart disease. And you can also find that in the mouthwash and in the immune gargle. All of those Super Blue products are now 50% off. That's a new sale that just started. We also have DNA Force Plus, 50% off. And we still have, for a limited time, our 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. You can store that for 25 years. Made in America, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. If you get a 3-month supply, you can get the large gravity feed Alexa Pure Pro filter. It's about a $200 value for free. So 3-month supply of water and almost an infinite supply of food, almost an infinite supply of water. You just have to change the filter, but that lasts for a very long time. That's the filter that we have in my family. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. It keeps us free and independent. One of the things that keeps us free and independent is our borders. You don't have borders, you don't have a nation. But of course, Keith Ellison, who is deputy chair of the Democrat National Committee, doesn't like us to have borders. As a matter of fact, on May Day, the day that he and other Democrats and people like Michael Moore were out there cheering the communists on and the socialists on May Day, he did an interview video, and he's wearing a T-shirt that says, in Spanish, I don't believe in borders. See, it's not my president, and it's not his border. This guy wearing a Spanish T-shirt, Keith Ellison, Democrat from Minnesota. You know, by the way, you know, he was the first Muslim congressman, I think. Definitely the first congressman who refused to take an oath to office on the Bible. He insisted on having the Quran, and now he doesn't believe in borders either. But, you know, Mexico believes in borders. According to NPR, NPR said Mexico is deploying a formidable deportation force near its own southern border. They're not going to protect the northern border with us, but they don't want people coming into their country. But the way that NPR spins this is to say that, well, Trump unjustly singled out Mexico, saying that they're doing very little, if anything, to stop immigration. They said, no, Mexico has actually assembled an aggressive enforcement strategy with backing from the United States. In 2014, the U.S. began funding Mexico's immigration crackdown with a southern border plan. Well, how's that worked out for us? Let's see, 2014. That's right. Yeah, we had a massive decrease in border crossings here in the United States, didn't we? No, we didn't. See, throwing money at it, giving money to the corrupt government of Mexico to patrol the southern border hasn't really made any difference, has it? But they do acknowledge that they need to protect their border, and they do have some pretty strong immigration and citizenship laws that we are not allowed to have here, because we don't have borders. They don't believe in borders here. And then you have The Hill talking about what a problem it is for the National Guard to be deployed to our border, to protect our border. It creates all this hardship and budget funding issues for the Pentagon. You know, we can find all the money we want for wars in the Middle East or anywhere else. We can keep wars going. We got 7, 8, 9, 10. Who knows how many wars we got? They won't even tell us how many wars we got. No problem. Record military budget. No problem. Want to start regime change in Iran, along with the regime change we're still working on in Syria? No problem. And we keep troops on the borders of all these other countries, but not on our border. We cannot defend our border. It creates a problem, creates issues for the Pentagon. Poor Pentagon. It makes it difficult for them to maintain their status as the world's policemen. Makes it difficult for them to be the unpaid mercenaries of the global establishment if they protect our border. Kind of works against their agenda, doesn't it? They said at least 1,500 guardsmen have now been sent to the border 1 month after President Trump told them to do that. The Pentagon is quietly pushing ahead, moving thousands of troops to the border. They said they were going to do 4,000, but here we are a month later, and they're still trying to do this. Maybe we can get 1,500. I don't know. Maybe we can do that. They're having more illegal aliens. They're having 1,500 illegal aliens cross over the border, more than that, quite frankly. That was what it was about 2 months ago before it accelerated. About the size of the caravan at its peak, that number of people are crossing the border every day that we have coming across the border. So, but we can't manage to get any National Guard troops down there because, you know, it's just a problem with funding. We spend more on our military than the rest of the world combined, significantly more, but we can't defend our borders. And we can't find any money in the budget for a wall, according to The Hill. It's a hardship for the Pentagon. I'm so sorry for them. And today is Election Day, and it's the first of primaries. We had Michael Snyder on yesterday. Of course, the primary in Idaho, where he is running, is next Tuesday. And as we were talking about this, Michael made the point that, look, you know, 80% of the people don't turn up at the primaries. So if you do turn up, your vote is magnified. Your voice is magnified. I mean, think about the fact that what do we have typically? Maybe 40% turnout during the general election. And of that, we only have about one-fifth of those people show up in the primaries. So, you know, we've only got about 8% of the people who are eligible to vote, voting in the primaries. You can have a big impact. And so today, make sure if you are in West Virginia, Ohio, North Carolina, Indiana, make sure you pay attention to what's going on in your states. Show up and support candidates so that you will have a choice when it comes around to November, so that you won't have to choose between some rhino, Republican in name only candidate and a Democrat. Because here's what you're going to get from the Democrats. You know, just as Keith Ellison was saying, he doesn't believe in borders. You know what he does believe in? He does believe in universal basic income. He believes in a massive welfare state for everybody. And so do all of the likely 2020 Democrat candidates. They all want to not only guarantee you income, but they want to go even further. They want to guarantee you a job. Look, I'm even more opposed to universal jobs for everybody than I am to universal basic income for everybody. Because then we're going to be paying people to harass us. I'd rather pay them to sit home and watch television if I got to do something like that than to harass me. That's the plan of the Democrats. They want a little army of people out there. So you got Cory Booker, and you got Bernie Sanders, you got Elizabeth Warren, you got Kirsten Gillibrand, four candidates who have come out pushing the idea that we're going to have a federal job guarantee. Even the Washington Post throws trash on the idea of Bernie Sanders. He's the one, the socialist who started this. This is where the Democrat Party is going. They're going for foreign voters. They're going for foreign socialist ideas. Economic Policy Journal says, how nutty is the Bernie Sanders proposal to guarantee everybody in America a job? It is so nutty that even the Washington Post's Robert Samuelson is attacking the idea. He says, Sanders wants the federal government to guarantee a job for every American who's willing and able to work. That sounds compassionate. It sounds enlightened, but it is going to be a disaster, says Samuelson. He said, the fact that it's taken seriously is evidence that many Democrats, like Republicans before them, embrace loony economic agendas that are more public relations gestures than sensible policy. He said, even when reported unemployment is low, as it is now at 3.9%, millions of Americans are unemployed or underemployed because they've got poor skills, they wrestle with drug or alcohol problems, or they're so discouraged that they've dropped out. So the trouble is that there's a big gap between rhetoric and reality. And he quotes a blogger from Mother Jones. This is how crazy the Democrats are. They're to the left of Robert Samuelson, they're to the left of the Washington Post, they're to the left of Mother Jones on this issue. Mother Jones, a blogger, Kevin Drum, says, even our lefty comrades in social democratic Europe don't guarantee jobs for everybody. See, we're to the left of Europe on this, the left of Europe socialists. It would cost a fortune. Yeah, you can't afford it. It would put us, that's why I said, Bernie Sanders wants all of the policies that have made Venezuela great again. So I think if Bernie Sanders runs, the slogan for him would be make America Venezuela. Not great again, just make us Venezuela. Because when you look at the policies that he's advocating, what is Venezuela doing? They're saying, as I said the other day, oh, they want to raise everybody's, they want to raise the minimum wage. I think it was something like $3 a week, not per hour. And he wants $15 an hour, but it was the same solution in general. Let's give a raise to everybody, and then let's print more of this phony fiat paper currency. There you go. Socialists and the Federal Reserve working together. And that's what you get. You get Venezuela. Where it's like, I tell you what, I'll give you a haircut for two bananas and a coconut. How's that? That's where this is going to wind up if we have the Democrats winning the election. Thanks for joining us. That's our program today. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s,
Researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.